How to spin one piece of content into three. Hey, I'm Ravi Jagopal, and you're listening to CutToTheChase.fm, a show that brings you business, tech, mind, and marketing hacks for entrepreneurs and digital creators. There are three basic pieces of content that you need today in order to sell something online. Number one, your sales page, could also be called as your landing page. This is the page that starts with, say, a headline at the top that states one big benefit, followed by a subheading that pulls the reader in further, and so on. I'm not going to go fully into what makes a sales page, but you get the idea. Number two, right below that is the second element, your sales video. So a video today is critical in connecting with the audience and could be a lot more interesting for your visitors to watch a great video that is actually scripted, rehearsed, and edited, instead of having to read a long sales page with possibly the same information. And therein lies your hint. But I'll get to that in a second. And finally, the third piece of content is what you use for your live videos and your video ads on Facebook. And here's how you can save a lot of time, effort, and headache by creating one epic piece of content first, and then repurposing that into the three major pieces of content that I just mentioned. Now, if you have been following me, you know that I've said this previously on this podcast, CutToTheChase.fm, as well as on my other main podcast at SubscribeMe.fm, and that is, start with the script. While writing the script, keep in mind that this script will eventually become your landing page, and your sales video, and your ad video. So write the script and take as much time as you need to get this right. And then use this script to first create the sales page. And while creating this sales page, you will elaborate on the script and you will create a whole bunch of image assets, save all of those in one folder. And you will be using those very same images along with the text from your script and maybe other callouts and transitions in your sales video. And then you take that sales video and use it to run ads on Facebook. You don't have to run it as it is. You can edit it a little bit and add some elements, remove some elements, make it shorter, tighter. And here's a bonus tip, number four. Take that sales video and then create three different shorter versions for posting on Instagram. And in an upcoming episode, I'll tell you how to optimize your video for Instagram because there are four different requirements. So that's how you start with the script, use that to create your sales page, then take all of the assets from your sales page and use that to create the sales video. And finally, take the sales video and use it for your video ads as well as for Instagram. So to summarize, script to sales page to sales video to ad video to Instagram. That's it for today. To learn more about creating an online business and how to create, sell, and deliver digital content, check out my full-length podcast at subscribeme.fm. And to listen to older episodes of this show, visit cuttothechase.fm.